Well, I'm totally against this. One, because obviously it's outside a church, a place of worship, and this church is used by all age groups. They've got, you know, from toddlers right up to old age pensioners groups. You know, it's unacceptable. But the other thing is, as you know, 100 yards from here, there's billions being spent on the redevelopment of the old Rover site, new houses being put up. This mast is not going to entice people to come and live and spend their money in this area.
Okay, what form of protests have been undertaken so far?
Well, me and Councillor Ian Cruz got a petition together of 252 signatures. We handed that in to a full council. Sadly, it's been passed by the planning committee. Obviously, I don't know why. I've tried to say that we want to appeal against it, and they've drawn a blank on that. So I've called, you know, for the press to come. I want the press to see that the, you know, Birmingham City Council don't listen to the residents of the Longbridge ward, but I do as their councillor, and I'll always fight for them.
Okay, and what course of action have you got now? The planning application's been accepted. Is there any form of appeal or?
Well, we can't really appeal to the planning committee, but what we can do is we can appeal to Vodafone, and that's what me and Councillor Cruz are going to do. And obviously, you know, you can see here now today that there's a lot of people here, you know, from young and old, you know, and they've got voices, they're taxpayers. Birmingham City Council should listen to them. There's loads of places this phone mast could be, but not outside a church, no way.
Okay.